It's been a hot, dry summer in the American Southwest. In farming communities near the Four Corners, water supplies are scarce. And during dry times like these, some people are willing to do just about anything to get more of it, including stealing it. Luke Runyon has more on the man who's tasked with tracking them down. He's known as the Water Sheriff.
One morning a few years ago, Dave Hune got a call. The woman on the other end was frantic, screaming as she watched her 82-year-old husband in the yard.
And he was being beaten with a shovel by his 86-year-old neighbor.
The fight was over water. One of the men accused the other of taking more than his share from their irrigation ditch, leaving less for everyone else.
It was a situation where you had two old-timers that were very stubborn and very hard-headed, and they were bound and determined to do it their way, and the other party was saying, no, you won't.
Hune is a sheriff's deputy in Montezuma County, Colorado, bordering Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico. And unlike other local law enforcement officers throughout the West, Hune specializes in the complex world of water law. For the last decade, he's crisscrossed the county, responding to hundreds of calls.
And I'll walk up to the front door or out in that field to talk to whoever I need to talk to, and they'll turn around and look at me and give me a funny look and say, you're that water cop, aren't you? So I've kind of gotten used to that.
So how do people go about stealing water? Well, one method, you drop a pump into an irrigation ditch, turn it on, and if you don't have the water rights to do that, it's a crime. Hune has confiscated dozens of pumps, storing them in the evidence room.
And as they started to pile up, I was told not to do that anymore. So.
Method number two. You have rights to water, but not a lot. So you take more than you're allowed. Hune says this one's harder to prove. And I wanted to meet one of those people who's had neighbors stealing water.
Cortez MC-209.
Inside his black Ford pickup, Hune says depending on the nature of the crime, he'll either give a warning or write a ticket, just like a traffic stop.
People were shocked. They were like, you're kidding me, right? You're going to cite me over water? It's like, yes, it's a valuable commodity in this state.
Hello there.
76-year-old farmer Bob Schuster grows wine grapes and hay, and also runs a plumbing supply store in the county's biggest city, Cortez. He's dressed in denim overalls, sporting a black and gray beard. He says water issues pop up every year, but droughts make people desperate.
Just people are basically, and these are good people, basically dishonest.
Schuster's farm is at the end of an irrigation ditch with several more users upstream. If they're taking more water than they're entitled to, it dries up before it reaches his crops.
They look out their fields, they see they need water, and they take the water going through, it's not theirs. They don't consider the neighbor needs his water.
Because livelihoods here are so dependent on water, emotions run high when accusations get thrown around. In true Hatfield and McCoy fashion, Schuster says he's had guns pointed at him, shovels swung at his head, and been sucker punched in fights with neighbors over water.
Sheriff's office, may I help you?
Right over here.
Got it.
As the day winds down, Deputy Dave Hune says violent skirmishes have declined since the counties started enforcing water law. But dry years add pressure on farmers and ranchers trying to make ends meet.
Historically, we've had people killed over water in the state of Colorado. We have in this county.
His job has all the makings of a tall tale from the Wild West. But the reality is, he's in a part of the country where water scarcity is more a story about the future, not the past.
We don't want the violence. We don't want the fighting between families and between friends. We want to be able to resolve it in a nonviolent way.
And as his community becomes drier, Hune knows he'll be spending more time, not less, keeping fights over water from blowing up. I'm Luke Runyon.